out, Finnegan.
Yeah.
When Mr. Wynn is finished with the commentation, I want you to holler, bravo.
Bravo? What's that?
It's an operatic term, like in baseball you say, kill the umpire. But we better get going with Carmen. Mr. Melnick, we're all ready to start the opera. Now, if there's anything that confuses you, Mr. Wynn has some program notes and will be very happy to add to the confusion.
Well, as the curtain goes up, we find ourselves in scene one.
I think that's odd.
Now, scene one is a cigarette factory. We know it is a cigarette factory because there are doctors walking in and out of the building. Now, suddenly Carmen appears, and she works in the cigarette factory. She's a young girl still in her nicotine. Now, Carmen is very popular. She has hundreds of boyfriends, and she gives each one of them a lock of her hair. Carmen, or as her friends call her, Baldy, she is dressed in very gay colors. She is wearing a yellow blouse and a checkered skirt, and as she walks down the street, men whistle at her. They think she's a taxicab, you know. Carmen enjoys this little game and keeps her motor running. I think that's very subtle. That's at this point, our hero, who is Don Jose, he enters. Don Jose speaks to Carmen.
Well, me petite cucaracha. Chili Billy Bean.
Who are you, senor?
I am Don Jose, a gay caballero and hombre about town.
Ain't you the Uno? Wait. You are not Don Jose, the great lover.
You see this badge?
What does he say?
Tamale inspector.
In Spain, this is a very big joke. At this point, Carmen discloses that she is Carmen, and Don Jose discloses that he is Don Jose. Or is it the other way around? Well, it doesn't matter, just as long as it's clear. Anyway, Carmen and Don Jose sing a duet.
I am Carmen and I'm no prude.
What a hunk of punkitude. Mr. Wynn, in case we have some dopes here, perhaps you better explain the word punkritude.
Punkritude?
Yes.
Well, that means that Carmen is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the idea of punkritude. Of course, I don't like to be catty, but a great deal of her beauty is due to makeup, you know. In fact, Carmen wears so much makeup that if you want to kiss her, you have to drill for it, you know. Anyway, in the next scene, we see Carmen sitting on a park bench. Don Jose sneaks up behind her and puts his hands over her eyes. Both of his hands. Then he whispers in her ear. He says, Carmen, do you love me? And she says, of course I love you. Who are you? This makes Don Jose suspicious. Our next scene is the public square. The square speaks.
Buenos Aires.
Who are you, pig?
I am your hated rival. I am Don Schlemilio.
You are Don Schlemilio?
Yes.
I am Don Jose.
And I am Don Carmen.
I love Carmen.
And I love Carmen.
And I love Carmen.
You love Carmen?
Yes.
Once again, the infernal triangle.
I love her, and he loves she.
If he loves her, then I hate he.
He loves me.
And so does he.
This makes it fun for love to me.
Oh, I hate you.
And I hate you.
But I hate you more than you hate me.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. We hate each other with a love of
truth. By now, Don Jose and Don Familio hate each other. And the audience is in a pretty nasty mood, too. Well, anyhow, in the next act, a complete year has passed, and Carmen has gotten quite heavy. But Don Jose does not care. He still worships the very ground she sinks into.
Senorita Carmen.
Da.
Carmen, can you ever forget that night in Madrid?
Sure. What's it worth to you?
Azusa, Carmen, why is it you are so mean to me?
It's because I hate you.
Stromboli. Then why for you go out with me?
It's because I love suffer.
Then, Carmen, marry me. Carmen, I love you. Will you marry me?
I will marry no one. I am fancy free.
But I cannot live without your love. I am a lost little dove.
Ha, 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 ha. You met our fool. The one I love is me.
No. It's a wonderful opera, this is. In the next act, it is the day of the big bullfight. Now, there is much excitement and everybody is having a good time. We even hear the vendors walking up and down through the arena.
Get your red hot bull burgers, yeah?
Well, there is much excitement, and the Toreadors are having a good time. And now the bullfight starts. Don Familio faces the bull. He is a ferocious beast, and his nostrils quiver as he paws the ground. And the bull is pretty tough, too. But Don Familio and the bull stare at each other. They cannot decide who will make the first move. So the bull tosses him for it. Do you think that needs repetition or something? There was a lull there. The bull tosses him for it. I want to send that to some other comedian. In the meantime, we're still talking about Carmen.
Okay.
In the meantime, Don Jose has proposed to Carmen again. This enrages Carmen, so she kills Don Jose. This gives Familio an idea, and he kills Carmen. Not to be outdone, Don Jose gets up and kills Familio. And as the three of them lie there on the stage waiting for the undertaker, they sing.
And now I feel I must drop dead.
Drop dead.
I feel that we can never wed.
Drop dead.
The time has come when I must die.
The golden eagle.
Time now to
drop dead.
Drop dead.
Mr. Wynn, Mr. Wynn, I think you should explain that last part to the audience.
Archie, I've listened to this opera for 10 minutes now.
Yeah?
I think you should explain the last part to the audience.
What do you mean?
Drop dead.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.